We have some news this week from Team New Yorkistan, the driving team we've been tracking as they compete in the Mongol Rally. It's an 8,000-mile charity car race across Europe and Central Asia. Some 160 cars started the race in early July. Driving duo Audrey Rufe and Paul Hansen have had to bribe police, share the road with cows and chickens, and try to explain to a Ukrainian mechanic what was wrong with their little Lada. Small engines are a requirement of the race. Despite their determination, Team New Yorkistan's hopes for winning the Mongol Rally, let alone finishing it, have been dashed. Paul Hansen is on the phone from his home in New York, and Audrey Rufe joins us from Kazakhstan. Welcome back.
Thank you, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
So the last time we all spoke, you were in the Ukraine and sounded rather optimistic that you'd make it to the finish line in Mongolia. What happened?
I got sick twice. The first time was a fever that was fended off by Cipro. The second time, I was throwing up for a couple days, and that was what made me say, I can't be driving through the desert like this.
Audrey, I imagine it was rather pleasant riding around with somebody that sick in a little car.
Well, I think that Paul held his own for quite a long while.
And 2,000 miles left.
That's right.
Approximately, yes.
So what was the oddest thing that you encountered on this journey?
Oddest moment for myself was when we were receiving directions from a couple of Kazakhstan police officers who were a bit nervous when they approached
our car
at night. Yes.
We were on our way to Aral, the former port city of the Aral Sea, and we were driving off-road in Kazakhstan, the worst roads, non-roads. And we had wandered into a small town, and we're trying to find our way out. None of us could speak enough Russian to understand what they were trying to tell us. So eventually, they just decided the easiest thing to do would be to hop into our Lada and show us the way to go.
Must have been horribly awkward physically for them. They were laying on top of all of our stuff in the back and guiding us.
Paul, do you remember when our car broke down in Ukraine and the Ukrainian cop who eventually showed up told us
that
we had to push the car against six lanes of traffic?
Yes, which fortunately we had a lull in traffic or else we would have been in some pretty serious trouble.
You still there, Audrey? We lost the phone line with Audrey, so Paul, you and I will continue this conversation without her.
Okay, sure.
You two were basically strangers before this race.
Very true.
I'd like to know how you would describe your relationship today.
Well, Audrey and I liked each other at first, and we still like each other now. There's going to be, on this kind of trip, there's going to be plenty of tension, and between Audrey and I, there certainly was, but we got over it each time.
Okay, what was the biggest fight you had and why?
We often debated over, you know, stay or go. I advocated perhaps we should go for the easier roads, do 18 hours of driving a day, we'll get to Mongolia in enough time.
Okay, so you were like my dad and my husband. Got to keep it moving, got to make good time.
Yes.
And she wanted to see what was along the way.
Audrey always had a list of, kind of perhaps a mental list of things that she wanted to see. Aral, for example, the city we mentioned that used to be on the sea. When we got there, I said, did we stop here just to see the ships that are on the land now? And at first I was a bit upset that we had went all the way out of our way just for that, but actually it was a place that I'm glad that I saw.
Paul Hansen competed with Audrey Rufe in the Mongol Rally as Team New Yorkistan. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and good luck to you next time.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much.